Good morning. This is Reckless Banter. This is, I think it's like 9:40 right now. This is probably the earliest I've ever done this. Because I need, like, time for my brain to just kind of, like, sit. And you know what? I don't know what it is. You know what I think it is? This is something I don't normally come in with, like... Well, I'll come in with topics every once in a while. Most times I come in with topics. But this one I just saw and I was like, you know what? This would be a fire idea. This isn't as much topics, but it's just kind of like this idea. So I'm taking English and psychology. And in my English class, she had us post a list of topics we want to do an essay about, right? And you know me, I love ideas and shit. So, I'm going to start listing off a few of them. And I don't know, I'm going to kind of get into it. It was really fun to just even look at it. So, I figured this would be a fun thing to writing something down. Yeah, to talk about. So, this one lady said something about prison reform, changes that should be made in our state and federal prison systems. Which I'm interested in. I don't know much about. And then what you're supposed to do is give one question to one other person, right? I'm going to get to my topic, and then you have to give a question about somebody else's topic, right? So then this guy said, like, what are specific changes you think need to be implemented? Very boring question. Not everyone, I don't know. I mean, it's English, you know? Like, they're just... it's probably just one of those classes they feel they have to take. I don't know. So this guy said the topic I chose was about minimum wage. This one's interesting. And people dogged her. It was the same person that asked, what are some changes you think need to be implemented, right? You could tell. And you know what? Fair enough. You'll see. I'm getting ahead of myself. The topic I've chosen to write about is minimum wage. I chose this topic because as a 16-year-old, I am, and this is college too, so good for her. I am very familiar with minimum wage. For a long time, I was working for minimum wage, and I know how difficult it can be to make your car payment, insurance, gas, and still be able to have savings for emergencies. Jesus. She's saving for emergencies at 16? Although with raising minimum wage, we also face the issue of inflation. For these reasons, this is a topic that definitely caught my eye. Right? Good for her, right? So then this lady named Jessica, not going to say her last name, her first name, Jessica. In what ways can our economy counteract inflation? Have you considered the possible loss of jobs due to the extra cost to companies? She's 16, Jessica, chill out, you know, let her fucking figure this out. There are ways. Here's the thing with inflation. I'm gonna get to this in a bit, but most people don't understand what inflation is. I barely have an idea of what real inflation is, but inflation's good. Right, and the way we counteract inflation is through balancing our taxes, right? So how the Federal Reserve does that, which is the people who just give out digits, like numbers, it's just like, oh, I don't know, DOD needs $3 million this year. Right? No, it's actually, well, they do that, but the way the taxes doesn't work like that. So, like, if a bank, a bank is linked to the Federal Reserve, so the Federal Reserve is going to up their interest, and that's how you limit inflation, because less people are going to loan if they have to pay a bunch of interest, right? So then inflation gets lowered, and that's how it works. But if they're like, shit, we don't have enough inflation, which happens. That's very important that we actually have inflation. then we lower the interest on loans and we want people to spend, right? And there's a lot of reasons for that. We want to make sure that there's enough employment, the economy is still booming, people are working, there's sort of exchanges, transactions going on. Anyways, I'm going to keep going with this. Have you ever, whatever, let's go past Jessica, right? That fucking bitch. How dare you? She's 16. I'm the mother of two teenagers. This is another lady. That are just entering the working world, and yet I was torn when voting on raising the minimum wage. Do you think the benefits of a higher hourly rate will outweigh the cons, such as inflation and fewer job positions? Will the staff do the work of two people to compensate for receiving a higher rate of pay? Woo! Ooh, this bitch who's writing this fucking topic, she better know what she's bringing to the table, because there are some people, I don't even think that they were posting this publicly, but god damn, do some people have some serious fucking things to say about this. Yeah, how do you feel about there's another guy, another girl. Damn, I got all the girls in this class. I had no idea. Because there's no, I don't even see video. This isn't even Zoom. How do you feel about the minimum wage going up to $15 an hour? It would be great for a minimum wage to go up a couple dollars, but inflation to stay. What? It would be great for a minimum wage to go up a couple dollars, but inflation to stay down. Oh, I get it. It's just weird. I'm an English comp one. Like, it's not a bunch of fucking, I don't know, authors. But that's what I'm saying. Like, people really don't have a good idea of inflation. Like, we do want inflation. We just don't want it to get out of control. It's sort of a Goldilocks zone is where we need it. And I'm learning more about that. I'm getting in the weeds of all this sort of economic stuff. I love it. The topic, this is another lady. The same one, actually. Yeah, that said she was a mother of two teenagers. The topic I've chosen to write about is Black Lives Matter. As a woman of color that is married to a Caucasian man with two biracial children and several other ethnicities with my extended family, I was asked, why do I have a Black Lives Matter yard sign instead of an All Lives Matter yard sign? The question made me research and further educate myself on the movement so that I can share my knowledge with others. Now, that's a good topic. It is, I don't believe people do have a good take on that. My take on it is simply that at the moment, I think black lives need sort of a, it's not that all lives don't matter. It's just the fact that right now it seems like black lives don't, right? And that's, even that's an extreme. It's just that within America, there are, we want to make it common sense that black lives matter. We want people to recognize that they are equals with everyone else. That's it. And so that's where we're putting an emphasis on Black Lives Matter. That's how I look at it. Now, that's not to say BLM, a lot of BLM hasn't turned into protesting and looting instead of whatever the movement's supposed to stand for. It's always tough when shit like that happens. It's always tough. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not gonna put a Black Lives Matter yard sign, not because I don't think that they matter, but because then I'm putting whatever BLM is, that organization, behind me, and I don't think that at this point they have a great track record, you know? Like, I think at this point, the police have a greater track record than BLM. I'm just kidding. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't want to get too much shit for that. It was a bit. I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. But they are wilding, and they. I don't know. That group, it's definitely a very nuanced anti-hero type of group. I'm going to go to the next one. My chosen topic is the production and sale of cigarettes, e-cigarettes, and vapes should be made illegal. I chose this topic because I think they should be illegal. It's nothing but poison being put in your body, and there are so many bad side effects to these products. This is where I come in, right? You know me. I see a little fucking little way. I see some something I'm interested in. I go, ooh, I can throw some spice on it, right? I can get you a little scared. Cause I'm looking at this and I'm going, oh, this bitch doesn't know what she's talking about. Because the other ones are like, I'm gonna look more into this. Like, this bitch is like, no, I know what I'm saying. It should be illegal. And I look at that and I go, you're stupid. you don't know. I mean really, like, cigarettes and e-cigarettes and vapes, cigarettes should be illegal because it's poison. I don't care if you're fucking 15 and, you know, like, graduated high school at 12. I don't know, like, I don't care, all right? Like, I'm going to fight you if you're gonna make some stupid fucking claim like that, right? So this is my rebuttal. Wouldn't banning nicotine create a new black market like all the other federally illegal drugs, which in turn increases crime and places nicotine with potentially toxic chemicals dealt by drug lords in the hands of users? If so, wouldn't the solution be to instead only allow the consumption of nicotine by certain people, age, criminal record, past addiction, etc., allow stricter government regulation by the FDA, and more rehabilitation centers for addicts? Know what I'm saying? I mean, goddamn, that's a good argument, right? I mean, if you're just going to ban nicotine, right, it's just going to, people are going to find a way to get nicotine. It's just what happens. It's what people do. People love states of consciousness, other states of consciousness. It's what we do. It's why we eat and enjoy ice cream, is it's another state of consciousness. It's like, it's sort of delight. And if you're with friends eating ice cream, it's like, in whatever, like, it's just something deeply rooted in us, is to have these experiences we love, and drugs allow us to have that. Like, when you're outside and you're just smoking a ciggy. I've never done it, but I know what smoking a cigarillo's like. I know what vaping's like. And it's an experience, you know? You're doing it to feel more energy at work, to feel more social. I don't know what it is, but it's to experience that. And it's not a bad thing. Because you could say anything is harm. Like, I'm assuming this person must be jacked, must be super healthy, you know, eating fats and proteins and low carb. That's what I'm assuming this guy is. You know, there's no picture, because he must be the picture of health if he wants this thing illegal. Otherwise, you have to admit that we all do shit that's potentially unhealthy because we enjoy it. Now, if you're doing something to avoid life, like if you're drinking because you're afraid of anxiety, bad, right? You're not adding to life, you're taking away from it. And you know, that's something that has to be, you have to be honest with yourself about. It's not something anybody else can say. It's something you have to be like, oh, this is what I'm doing. You know, the sacred versus the profane. That has to be the sacred sort of thing that you tell yourself, the inner voice behind all the fucking garbage that says, like, dude, you're actually really scared of conversation, that's why you drink. You need to be honest with that guy. Same thing with nicotine. If you smoke nicotine because you're like, I fucking hate my job, which happens, you know, I did it. I smoked a lot of nicotine at my job because I didn't like it. You have to be honest with that. But if you're doing it to enjoy it, you're like, fuck, dude, which I did as well. You know, dude, there's no better feeling than riding on a golf cart. You're out driving it back. You just made fucking $2 on tips. You got a fucking jewel in your mouth. And you're, oh, the best fucking feeling in the world. I swear to God. So good. Dumb good. I mean, God brings back memories. Makes me want to get a Juul. I'm never going to get a Juul. I was thinking about getting cigarillos, though, recently. Because those are nice. Those are really nice. Just feel... Anyways. And then, Right, the FDA gets to go, okay, no toxic chemicals. Easy, right? Drug lords, you don't know what they're putting in there. You know if they're putting, like, I don't know, oregano. Like, and that's not even a bad chemical. Like, just chemicals. I don't know. Like, bleach or whatever it might be that would fuck up your lungs. That'd be the worst thing. Say you admit you don't want all the crime and you don't want the drug lords and whatever. You don't want the DEA fucking drug testing everyone. You want to chill out with that, right? Because we all kind of do. We all don't want that. So then you go, what is the other solution? You don't let everybody smoke, which is obvious, right? The age cap is 21 now, which I'm not actually against. I'm not against that. I think it's actually a good idea. Not against it. I think, you know, other drugs should be 21 as well, but I'm fine with that. And maybe there should be some exceptions, like take it back. Anyway, so 21, you have a low criminal record. Preferably your criminal record would go away after you've served your time. I 100% think it should be like that. But based on your criminal record, like, maybe, like, a psychopath shouldn't have cigarettes. I don't know. This would be something the FDA would have to look into, do studies about, like, what does nicotine do to your brain, like, which I'm sure we've done tons of studies, but, you know, that's their job. Past addiction, like, has the user had substance abuse problems before? Maybe, like... Which is important for the next point, which is rehabilitation centers. Like, if he needs to be rehabilitated, then no, he shouldn't be allowed to just go to a store and pick it up. You know, even if we make it like a government store, that government, you know, some type of sort of government pharmacy. Then no, he's had a past addiction. Like, the only way he would be able to consume that drug is if he went to a rehabilitation center and they said, like, hey, dude, we're going to wean you off of this shit, or... I don't know, whatever it might be, but we're going to give you a small dose. That, to me, makes a lot of sense. That sort of recovery versus punishment should be always be there, unless it's, like, to the absolute extreme point to where it's, like, there's no chance of recovery here. It has to be like that. That you can always recover until you've proven without a doubt that you're beyond recovery and you must be punished. That, to me, makes perfect sense. Right? Prison should be about recovery. And there should be some, like, maximum security where it's like, nah, you're just fucked, dude. Like, we're gonna let you live. I don't know. We're gonna let you get educated. We're gonna try to figure this out here. You don't deserve death, but we're gonna keep you here just as sort of a human rights thing. That, to me, makes sense. Most people, because you're also a product of your environment, you know, like, and which I heard a very good point about that. Like, you have conspiracy charges just because of where you were born sometimes. You know, like, being involved in crime, like, you have that conspiracy charge just because of where you happen to be born, where your God just happened to knit you, you know, or place you, whatever it is. Fucking crazy. It's crazy. Anyways, I'm going to mine now. This is my actual what I wanted to do. And I'll definitely touch on it if anyone else comments on mine. Which I'd be fascinated about. Government stimulus packages. Government debt is actually good, right? So that's a claim I'm making. Government debt is actually good. Recently, I have discovered that society's view on economics is wrong and that there is a new theory that justifies the massive debt we carry in the United States. As much as I wanted to debate nutrition and the demonization of saturated fat, this topic appeared more fun and would allow me to be more creative in my writing. That was kind of my response. But government debt is actually good. That's why the $15 an hour one is actually interesting to me. Because I don't think that's a bad thing. I the problem with the $15 an hour is that minimum wage in California is very different than like minimum wage in Louisiana or Mississippi. It's just two different economies. Two different economies within this larger economy. And that's what we're supposed to be run. And so our sort of the prices and the sort of what is the word? Something of living, quality of living, I guess, quality of life is different between every single state. Again, that's just the way states are. And even the federal government has a tough time figuring out what is the general worth of the dollar. Like, has it gone down? Where is inflation? You know, are we above or below the where the dollar was a year ago? Like, they actually have a tough time with that. And they have to use a bunch of different metrics to figure that out. To say that it should just be this thing is so fucking tough. Like, it's, I don't understand why our country thinks that we can just make these very broad statements and then it's okay. We don't adapt. We don't adapt, and we try to just stick with what we know. Drugs are evil. Like, what? Like how some people believe the money is the root of all evil. What? Money allows you to live in luxury right now. Like, you're living in luxury compared to some dude in Africa. Right? Like, you know, like, it is two different cultures, but, like, my guy, it's, hold on, let me make sure. All right. Like, it's just crazy to me that, but I don't know. This was the assignment. I didn't really have anything else I wanted to talk about other than that, but I thought it was fun. It's a fun little thing. And I was so excited about roasting that dude. I was like, you don't know shit. I'm about to fuck your world up. Because I would think this dude has to acknowledge my argument at this point. You know, if he doesn't, whatever. A little disappointing. But I honestly feel like he would have to say something. Wouldn't banning nicotine create a new black market like all the other federally illegal drugs? Right? There's a bar right in the beginning. Right in the beginning, I threw him a bar. And I said, you have to acknowledge this, motherfucker. Unless you're going to say that right now the crime we have and the war on drugs is a good thing. Because we're never going to win it. I think it's proven at this point. We're never going to win that fucking war. And you have to admit that that's a good thing that we're still in war. Now, I think it's a good thing that as a country, we're not necessarily hoorah about drugs, right? We're not necessarily thinking drugs are going to save us as a society. But to say that drugs can't better us as a society is silly. Drugs do better us as a society. The people who take DMT are just like a totally different person. People from mushrooms have stopped their addictions. You know, people who smoke cigarettes used to inject heroin. Like, there are things that drugs do to help, you know, and you know, best of all, if they could transition to marijuana. But sometimes I don't know if it's the people aren't made for that or what the deal is, but that would be class if that was possible. But yeah, we're not all made for that. Oh, I saw, dude, what is up with movies? Fucking goddamn. What the fuck is up with it? I looked in the IMDb today, and I was fucking disappointed with like all the ones I saw except for one. The Army of the Dead seemed dope. I'm really excited for that. But every other one, I'm like, this sucks. Like all of like the Underground Railroad. That one, like, as much as I do love her as like a person, and I think that she did great things. It's just like, ugh, come on, give me something else. And how much do we really know? Fair, I guess we could ask like relatives and maybe like, oh, I knew her and she was on her rocking chair and she was knitting me a map and like whatever. But I just, how many more of these like Harriet Tubman type story? I feel like I've seen every single Harriet Tubman story. They're all Harriet Tubman stories. And you know, she's great. Again, I'm not dismissing that. I just don't know how much more I can take. It's just, even I saw Pixar and I'm like, come on, Pixar, give me something interesting. I didn't watch the trailer. I just saw the title and, you know, some art. But I'm just like, fucking hell. Like, Monsters, Inc. looks like, you look at the title, you know, and you see, like, what are they? Was it Mike Wazowski and Sully? And you're like, oh, man, what is this about? Like, there's certain Pixar, this fucking Pixar movie, I'm like, who gives a fuck? Dude, Incredibles, you're like, oh, my God. I'm so excited. Like, not this one. I'm probably wrong. Just like I thought the same thing about Soul. Apparently Soul was really good, which I am going to watch at some point. If people say a Pixar movie's good, I believe them. So I love Pixar. I've read their book multiple times. What is that book called? I don't know. It's a Pixar book. Something Pixar. But great book. But goddamn, were there no good. It didn't seem like anything was original and fun. That's what the real thing is. I'm sure the Harriet Tubman movie will have great writing, great acting, but it's not fun. Now, these movies are fun. I feel like they're always trying to teach me something. You know, like songs that try to teach you something, they never last. You might listen to them once or twice, but you're just like, okay, now what? That's why I like Kendrick's album with King Kunta and all those other songs. They were good. But it's not a banger you're going to listen to multiple times. You might listen to I, which I think was in that album. Might listen to King Kunta. But most of those songs in that album, you're not going to fucking listen to. You don't want to feel like preached to all the time. And that's what movies do. They kind of just shove down your throat what you're supposed to believe. Not fun, man. But Army of the Dead seemed really fun. The Gentleman, that fucking movie was so fun. I want more fun movies. That's what I want to create, some fun fucking movies. I really do got to start putting these out. I might actually put this one out because this one I actually feel like is a fire fucking podcast. I do have to start putting these out, legit. Legit. I don't know why at this point I'm not. I haven't come up with a good reason why I'm not at this point. But, man, I'd love to come up with some good movies. I was thinking recently, how do I do it? How do I maintain this podcast? Maintain my Instagram, something of mine, while also creating something like a movies or TV show, whatever. Because I would have to partner up with them. Right. At first, it probably wouldn't be a partner. I'd probably have to work for them or whatever. But I don't know. I think as long if I keep doing this, I keep proving myself through this, I think I can get to that point. But I want to get to that point so fucking bad to where I can create films. Like, it's, God, I'm in love with it. I really do want to. I want to make a show or a movie so fucking bad. It's crazy. So. I'm excited. I'm going to get there at some point. I thought about recently. I'm a little worried. I was a little worried, at least at the time, about what would happen if, you know, eventually down the line. Not saying that it can't happen or it will happen, but just if I get successful. Let's say even just 1,000 people listen to this regularly, which would be fucking incredible. 1,000 people would be fucking incredible. I would try. I thought, like, man, I might change how I talk, because now I'm talking to someone. Like, right now, I'm not talking to anyone, so I'm not putting this out. Even though I thought, it's very silly, but I would hope that I would be able to center myself, so that I would go, okay, I'm just gonna be me. I'm gonna give as much respect as I can to everyone, and I'm going to try to maintain the entertainment of this podcast. I'm still going to try to do the best I can, you know, to be honest, and honesty and vulnerability and respect. Like, that's some of the biggest things I'm trying to get across here. What am I doing today? I'm going bowling. Bowling? What the fuck am I talking about, dude? I don't fucking bowl. I'm going boating. The other B word. Fucking bowling, dude. The only people who bowl are like people who can't do any other sport. And then they're like, dude, I just did like a sick spin on my new 8-pound marble bowling ball. He's like, yeah. And he's like, yo, Jeff Dunswick signed it. He's like the greatest bowler. You know, I bought it at an auction for like $3.50. $3? Yeah, you know. There's only a few fans of bowling. Because I would think, like, if you had a shirt that says, like, the jersey, like a Tom Brady, the Tom Brady of bowling, maybe $18, you know? Maybe a jersey's 15, and then just, you know, you get $3 extra, right? I think it'd be a tough thing to have a good career in bowling. Me knowing very little about it, because I only hear from the nerds who are like, dude, I striked a 300 this weekend. Fucking no rails or nothing. Did like a quick spin, walked away, badass dude. Click, 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 click. That was the pins. Click, 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 click. It's no big deal. What? Me? Oh, dude, just only 300s over here. I don't think any girl asked for that dude's number. I don't think that, like, that dude can go into, like, a room of, like, hot girls and go, yeah, I'm a professional bowler. And then just, like, expect the girls to, like, acknowledge that. They might. They might be like, that's cool. And then he'll be like, yeah, it's all right, though, you know? It's like a, you know, other than my part-time job at home, I only need a part-time job because of my bowling pays for the rest. Oh, that's good for you. Yeah, I moved out of my mom's basement like a half a year ago. You know, living on my own now. I'm an adult, 35. It's no big deal. It's cool. And at that point, yeah, they're gone. You're talking to yourself. You're actually talking to your bowling friends, probably. The only bowling that's allowed is the Big Lebowski. You have to have friends just like those three. The one conspiracy guy, the one nerd, and you have to be one of them. But I'm gonna be Lebowski in that situation. I'm gonna be the dude. Just sits there and fucking. Best movie ever, dude. One of the best movies, I swear to God. I love it. I love that movie so much. That movie taught me so much about film. I fucking love it. Apparently, when he was sliding on the bowling alley, and he looked up, and like, and he's in the scene, he's sliding on the bowling alley. I think he's high. I gotta watch it again, but I think he's high or something. And he's looking up, and he's at a bunch of girls' snatch, right? Like, it's just a line of girls, and he's looking underneath their skirts, right? Apparently, the girls, from what I read, the girls taped a bunch of, like, pubic hair up there. So he just saw a bunch of girls with, like, just a massive amount of pubes. It's very funny. Very funny to think about. Because the scene, you know, you're like, oh, wow, like, reality. Fucking just like, oh. I don't think I could date a girl with just a lot of pubic hair. I think that'd be too much. I don't know if I could do it. It seems like a lot of to deal with. That type of girl is the type of girl who just always argues, in my opinion. She's always got something to say about something. And then you finally get in bed, and she's like, so what? I don't like to shave. And you're just like, again, give me one thing to fucking have, please. Like, in this fucking house, I pay for everything, and you have to wipe your hairy snatch all over it, and I just want you once to shave, and you won't fucking do it? And then, yeah, and then you just sleep with a hard on. Because, you know, she's not touching that thing. After you yelled at her. Why do you always yell at me? It's always my fault, isn't it? My dick is scared. He's scared of your snatch. He can't find it. Sometimes he goes in, he doesn't come out. He goes in, he can't find the... It's fine. It's fine. I'm just kidding. Hairy snatches aren't a bad thing. They're just funny. Dude, I have a lot of fucking pubic hair right now. I haven't shaved in a minute. I've got to shave. I for sure have to shave. I'm hoping the people who watch this are cool people. And, like, understand. Not to take all this too seriously. But, because I'm calling it reckless banter, right? So they can't. Is that how it works? Like, if the title says basically it's reckless, like, don't understand that it's me not preaching. Like, I don't really care at the end of the day. And it's me bantering, right? So, I would hope so. I'm going to start putting these out beginning of March. Maybe now. I'm going to think about it. Because I like this episode. I like it. The only kind of hesitation I have is based on the people who see it. Because my family is going to see it. And I, even in this podcast alone, I've said a lot of things that I would never say around my family. Again, it's who I am and it's what I'd like. So at the end of the day, if they don't, you know, accept it. But... meaning, like, I'm going to do it anyways because I enjoy it. Career-wise, I'm hesitant. But I also know that you have to take risks, and I love doing this, and I would love to do this as a career. I enjoy it. I know my friends enjoy, you know, these type of conversations. So, and honestly, I think the best thing I can do is to put this out. I think the best thing I can do is put this out because it's sort of in Joseph Campbell's sort of mythology, his sort of hero journey. This is the initiation would be me putting it out. I honestly believe the initiation would be me putting this out because I've had to have made at least 30 of these at this point. I've had to. So me actually putting it out would be a huge step. And so, I honestly, I probably will do it. I'm going to look into it more now. But anyways, if I do put this out, you can follow me at JaggerK, JaggiRK on Instagram. And right now, that's all I'm doing, just Instagram. DM me. I'll answer all my DMs. Yeah, I guess that's it. And that's it. Today is 27 February 2021. I might actually start with that. Start with the date. Start with date. Yeah, I'm figuring out the kinks of this podcast. But anyways, that was a lot of fun, man. It was a fucking good podcast, man. All right. And I'm thinking, too, in terms of length before I end this, I want to do at least 30 minutes. I was like, oh, okay, we'll do an hour, but I think I should start with just 30. I did 40-something, so just at least 30 minutes. I'm fine with that, right? I try to come in with three topics, and I try to get them all in, and I get them all at least 30 minutes. If I go more, like, I have no reservation against going more than 30 minutes at all. Obviously, I'm 42 minutes in. But I want to make sure I can get at least 30 in a day. Because that's, right, if that's a week, that's 3 hours about. So, which is nothing compared to Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan will do 3 hours in a day, right? So, I'm comparing myself to him only in terms of content being put out, because he's at the top of the game, right? It's going to be different because we're in different scenarios, but there's no reason that I can't put out content, period, right? I know I can put out content, and I know even from what he says is you just keep doing it. Keep getting better, keep working on it. And I agree with that. I think that's the best advice you can get for most things, is you just keep doing it. It's what's going on with me and my relationships right now. Like, the dating apps allowed me to have an outlet to work on stuff, and now I'm at a point to where I think I'm gonna go more in a person and more get that sort of result, and, you know, I can see it and I can feel it and I can react to it in person. And then I can work on those sort of skills. But it's because I kept working on it. It's the reason I can get to this point. Who knows? Tomorrow could be a totally different fucking answer. I don't know. But I agree with that. And I think that's the sort of philosophy I'm keeping with this podcast, is repetition. And then I just kind of tweak it as I go along. But I think this would be a good first one. I don't know. I have 15 other ones saved. I've deleted a lot. Anyways, follow me, and I'll be on tomorrow.